And welcome, believers, to Lucha Lowdown. I am your host and El Jefe of this podcast, James Kincaid. And this is a very special episode of the Lowdown because we have a great guest to talk to today. He is the mayor of Slamtown. But if he was a president, he'd be Abraham Lincoln. He is the Lucha Underground champion, Johnny Mundo. Johnny, thanks for coming on the Lowdown.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, first things first, Lucha Underground is set to hit Netflix March 15th. Everyone who's tapped into Lucha Underground, I mean, we're all very excited. So excited that we all jumped the gun. I thought it was coming in February, but it is the 15th of this month. Seasons 1 and 2 will be available. How big is that for growing Lucha Underground?
It's going to be huge for growing Lucha Underground. And exactly how big it's going to be and what it's going to mean is just speculation. But for me personally, it means that I think the best work of my career has been in Lucha Underground. And there's been a lot of people who've been watching it on El Rey and told me that. And now that it's going to be out there on Netflix, 100 million subscribers in the United States are going to be able to watch Johnny Mundo kick some asses around the temple. And it feels really good because I'm so proud of the show and I'm so proud of what I've done that it's really great that it's going to be able to be available to everyone to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a first of its kind for pro wrestling to be on Netflix. I don't think that there's anything on Hulu to my knowledge, but certainly for Netflix, this is a first of its kind deal. So, I mean, it was rumored for a long time. I know a lot of the believers were clamoring for it. And I am so excited for y'all because I know it's going to expand the brand so much. So well done on El Rey and Netflix for getting that going. But season 3 has been a big one for you. You won Gift of the Gods. You made good on that and you became Lucha Underground champion. And I know I've heard a lot of wrestlers say that one of the realest moments in the business is when you win your first major heavyweight title. So I know on camera you still had to be very much so in character in Johnny Mundo mode. But in reality, how much did that moment mean to you to become the champion of this great promotion? I mean, it really is the hottest thing in pro wrestling, and you helped build that foundation.
Absolutely, and that's a good way to put it. One of the realest moments in pro wrestling is when you win a championship. And for me, I started with Lucha Underground. That was the main event of episode 1, season 1, and it's been growing and growing. And the talent I've seen grow from Pentagon, Phoenix, Angelico, Jack, Taya, PJ, Ricochet, me, Mil Muertes, Sammy Callahan. I mean, everyone has individually stepped up their game. The production has stepped up its game. And what we have is a really tight, fast-paced, hard-hitting hour of television now. And winning the championship for that, you're right, it's still real to me, damn it.
I love it. There's nothing wrong with it still being real to that guy or to you. And it just, I mean, I think it was real for a lot of fans because, you know, I mean, most of us, we've been big believers in you since your time in WWE. And I think we all sort of, you know, the internet wrestling community, which is usually a very divided place, it is very united on Lucha Underground and how much it is loved. So I think we all felt that you were very underrated in your time elsewhere. But I mean, since you've been a part of Lucha Underground from a character aspect, I think you've really taken it to a whole new stratosphere and just sort of been unleashed creatively. And what has that been like for you? What about Lucha Underground has helped bring that out of you?
When I first started with Lucha Underground, I was one of the most veteran guys on the roster. There's a couple guys like Chavo Guerrero and like Rey Mysterio and now like Paul Leonard and PJ that had so much experience on television and were used to the idea of hitting time cues and telling stories with the matches, whether it be 6 minutes or 20 minutes. But for me, it's just the opportunity to have all that responsibility. I feel like I work best under pressure, and there's no pressure like wrestling for television.
Yeah.
Because you have to be on. You're in front of a live crowd. You have times. You have stories. You have business that you have to get across in each individual match. So because I was in that position, I had my handcuffs taken off, so to speak, and the creative autonomy to do whatever I wanted physically in the ring, but also mentally in the ring, and the opportunity to collaborate with Krista Joseph and Chris Roach, and Eric Van Wagner and Tony and all the guys in creative with regard to the storylines and what we're doing with Lucha Underground. I think all those things together just that forced me to level up because it's what I've been wanting to do this whole time. I've wanted this responsibility, but it's been my opportunity to level up in every regard of my wrestling game. And it's been great.
You mentioned Chris DeJoseph. We had him on late last year, and he mentioned how he'd worked with you on the dirt sheet with The Miz and WWE and stuff like that. So, I mean, you guys seem to really have a creative chemistry. What is that? What is that with working with Chris?
Every once in a while, you just vibe with somebody really well. Chris has got a really good knowledge of wrestling. He's a fan of the business. So am I. And he's also got a goofy sense of humor.
And yeah.
Anybody that knows me knows that mentally I'm going to be perpetually like 14 years old. I have a really goofy sense of humor, and we've got a good shorthand. We've worked together for a long time. We can joke around about wrestling, about life stuff in general, and because of that, I feel like the ideas flow really freely between us. And I wouldn't just limit it to me and Chris DeJoseph or DJ. It's between the entire locker room. I feel like because of the culture backstage and the underground, it's got a healthy sort of competition vibe, but with a very supportive atmosphere. And people backstage, we spend most of the time laughing and having a good time. But when it comes to the matches, everyone is hell bent on stealing the show. Every match on the underground is hell bent on stealing the show, and because of that, I think that's why you get what you get when you watch Lucha Underground.
Good stuff. I mean, so would you say that Lucha Underground is probably the best locker room you've been a part of in that regard, then, in terms of supportive and having that right sort of competitive balance?
Absolutely. We're experiencing now, especially now that the Netflix deal is going through March 15th, is going to be a game changer. You're right. We're experiencing basically the growth and the identification of a wrestling organization. Every season that goes on, Lucha Underground is evolving and re-identifying itself and expanding. And because of that, everyone is excited all the time. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in a few years.
Yeah.
Usually when organizations start to become successful, they experience growing pains. And it hasn't happened yet for Lucha Underground. So far backstage, everything has been 5 stars, so to speak. Or I guess 6 stars now is the benchmark. But Everyone has been really great, and I couldn't be happier backstage. Such a great locker room.
I am happy to hear that. I love you guys, and I just one of the things, because you mentioned your sense of humor, and we're talking about your character and everything like that. I was at the with my co-host, the Lucha En Vivo down in Escondido near San Diego, and you were so phenomenal. It was sponsored by Cricket Wireless. And I think that they must have been the happiest sponsors I've ever seen, because you were using that sponsorship to get pop after pop. You were working it in. But I think my all-time favorite moment was you were facing Angelico in that San Diego street fight. And mid-match, I mean, you'd already done all the sponsorship stuff. You'd posed for photos and everything like that. But you told Angelico something in the middle of the match while you were beating him down. Do you remember what that was? I have it if you don't.
I told him a lot of things. something of mine.
He said, you said to him, because again, it was sponsored by Cricket, you said, you better call for help and you better do it using Cricket Wireless talk and text plan. And I just, as I was watching, I mean, I was rolling, because I just thought that was such a perfect heel move. And it was making the sponsors happy. And just to have the presence of mind to do that, I was impressed. So hats off to you for that.
Well, we've been having a great time with Cricket. Man, like what a cool company! All the people that I've met from Cricket that have been at all the Lucha En Vivo live events in Houston and Phoenix and San Diego have been so excited about Lucha, and just I feel like they mesh well with Lucha Underground. It seems like everyone from Cricket is very good at what they do. They take their jobs seriously, but they don't take themselves super seriously.
Yeah,
and because of that, it's a pleasure to be around everybody, and it's a really good working partnership between Lucha Underground and Cricket Wireless. I'm excited for doing more with Cricket and doing more live events.
Hell yeah, so are we. We want to get you up here to the Bay Area, which is where we're at. But what has it been like to work with Taya? Because, as Lucha Underground is going to hit Netflix on March 15th, and as we've been enjoying the greatest hits on El Rey Network during the mid-season break, we've gotten a chance to go back and relive her arrival in the temple, and how sort of seamlessly she really stepped in, because after Ultima Lucha 1, it looked like maybe there was a different plan. But like I said, it was a seamless transition. You guys, your on-camera chemistry, it was apparent from the jump. So just talk to me about working with Taya, how that all came into being, if you will.
And every time I'm out there in the ring and I look across and I see Taya, I look and think, you know, she's such a powerful, beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think how lucky she is to be in the ring with Johnny Mundo. She hates it when I say that, but it's fun because we have a great relationship. We bust each other's balls. We have a lot of fun with what we do. Her, EJ and Jack Evans, everyone in World Wide Underground is just makes it a pleasure to be at work. Ty specifically is the longest running women's champion in AAA history, the first ever born women's champion in AAA history, and she is very good at what she does. She can do lucha. She was trained by Lance Storm. She knows technical stuff. She can cut promos in English and Spanish. And anytime I'm around her, we're always smiling and laughing, and I have a 100% confidence that she's not going to drop the ball. And and like you said, we have a great chemistry on and off screen.
Yes.
And now we've got a
congrats to that, by the way.
We've got a little dog. I don't know if you've seen our little dog.
I have.
Presley. Okay. Yeah, Prince Presley is we've got a little bit of beef with Krista Joseph's dog Murphy. They're talking smack back and forth on the internet. Also Presley is talking all kinds of smack about Kevin Cross, Bullman. the little dog, he's got a big mouth. But, you know, I can't say enough good things about Taya. I feel very lucky that it ended up working out the way that it did.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a joy to watch. And that just genuineness that you two fit together really comes across on screen. And another on-screen pairing, I think I ask everyone about Luis Fernandez Gil, a.k.a. Dario Cueto, because I feel like everyone really shines when they get to do vignettes with him. And you two in particular, you shared a lot of scenes together. You've had a lot of great moments. How is working with him as a person and then getting to play off a character like that?
He's one of the best people I've ever known. Luis is a very, very talented actor, but also just in general, he's super fun to be around. Me and Tayo and a bunch of the guys, James B and Holly Meowie, have been on Luis has a sailboat. He takes us out on his boat sometimes, and he's super excited and passionate about sailing, but he's not the best at it.
It's like Bill Murray and What About Bob?
Yeah, the first time we went sailing, he was so excited about this boat, and we're pulling out of the marina, and we kind of bumped into another boat, and it wasn't that bad. And then maybe 20 minutes later, it was a windy day. Like, we were sailing, and like the wind blew us up against the side of the marina.
Oh.
And we got pinned against the rocks, and there was a bunch of fishermen out there, and they recognized Taya from AAA, and it was hilarious. They started talking, and she started yelling at them in Spanish, and all the fishermen came down and started trying to use their poles and rods to push Luis's boat off the rock, and he was kind of worried that the rocks were going to poke a hole in the the bottom of the boat.
Oh my God!
And, he had a girl with him who was not happy at all about the situation.
I can imagine.
And eventually the Coast Guard showed up. It was kind of a big deal. Like the Coast Guard showed up.
Oh my goodness!
And they had the boat with the police lights were on, and they were trying to figure out how to push us off the rocks. And then eventually, like the fishermen kind of pushed us, and we pushed off all together.
So he's not an accomplished seaman.
Laughing about it, yeah. And just a few days ago, he hosted the improv show that I do at Tekken City. I do a show called The Flying Chuck. It's
nice.
A long form improv show similar to Bass Cat or Armando,
mm-hmm.
where we have a pro wrestler tell stories. And Luis's stories, and I can't do them justice, but his stories are amazing. He's from Spain. He was in the military. He's been to jail for a good reason for refusing to shoot someone with his gun.
Wow.
he's just got a ton of life experience and a super nice, super friendly guy. And when you see him as Dario Cueto, you don't get the lightness and the amount of life that he has in him. because he's playing such a dark character.
Yeah.
But that's just to show what a talented actor he is.
How many hilarious outtakes are there of you guys working together? Or do you guys just nail it every time?
He nails it every time. there's tons of stuff, actually. That'd be funny. It'd be funny if they went through sometime and put, like, the Lucha Underground blooper reel together. Man, I'd get
iTunes exclusive. I would love to see that happen. That would be amazing. But one thing that we did get to see is you did the Welcome to Slamtown song. You sort of followed in Shawn Michaels' footsteps in singing your own theme. You put out that hilarious making of video. Whose idea was that? Was HBK an inspiration? And just how did that all come into being?
So I grew up on HBK, and literally that from day one was a season one. I told everyone, like Eric and DJ and Chris, that I wanted to sing my own theme music like HBK. So like, he's exactly the reason why we did
it. I had a feeling.
Yeah, and also when I won the title, I had HBK in my mind too, the boyhood dream title. Mm-hmm. But performing and singing Welcome to Slamtown, I think, is a good example of stuff that you get with Lucha Underground. It's an idea I had, and you don't come up with an idea and it happens next week, because there's a lot of things that have to happen before something like that falls into place. But the idea that we could collaborate on something like Welcome to Slamtown is why I think Lucha Underground is got the kind of buzz that it does, because wrestlers think about wrestling 24/7. And everyone on the roster has ideas just like that. And when you get to do something that you're passionate about and something that you think is funny, most of the time people respect that. I think you can tell when you're watching someone, whether it's wrestling or entertainment in general, and they're really into what they're doing, it's fun to watch. And I was so into Welcome to Slamtown that I think that's why it's fun to watch.
Yeah, completely agree. A couple more minutes here. We are talking with Johnny Mundo, the Lucha Underground champion, of course, here on Lucha Lowdown. Before we get to the rest of the interview with Johnny Mundo, I just wanted to take a quick little break and say thank you to all your believers for supporting the podcast here. We really appreciate it, and it allows us to get great interviews like this with the Lucha Underground champion, Johnny Mundo, and others. Please follow us on Twitter at Lucha Lowdown. Hit us up on Facebook as well. You can email us luchalowdown@gmail.com. The most important thing, subscribe to us on iTunes and Audio Boom. Rate and review us on iTunes. It is the best way you can help the podcast, in addition to word of mouth. I know the wrestling community is a tight-knit group, and we just love all the great word-of-mouth support that we've been getting. So tell your friends and enjoy the rest of the interview with Johnny Mundo. I want to bring up, because my co-host Jeff, he's out today, but he is a card-carrying member of the Jontourage. He wanted me to ask you about the Foot of Death and Kung Food.
Oh, man. Where it all started for me.
Were these videos you made in college?
Yeah, I was a film major in college. I went to UC Davis. And my idea was I wanted to make action comedy. I wanted to be an action comedy filmmaker doing stuff like Jackie Chan. The concept of the Foot of Death was we created like this foot cam where like we put like a shoe on the end of a 2x4 and then drilled a hole and mounted a tripod head onto the thing and put a camera on it so we could chase people around with the foot.
Wow.
But then it kind of just evolved into this weird Kung Fu movie. I got the whole Kung Fu team at UC Davis to help me make this thing, and I need to post it somewhere.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a way we can watch it?
It only exists on VHS right now.
Okay.
And same thing with Kung Fu. Kung Fu was something I made in college. It was about a fast food restaurant that really it was like the main point was that it was a fast food restaurant in which me dressed up like a Kung Fu master beat people up. That was kind of the gist. Kung Fu one-liners and fight scenes.
I think you got to get those out there somehow for the believers to digest. I would love to see it.
I don't know if you've been following me on Twitter lately, but or seen like the hundreds of tweets that I've been sending out about the trailer for Boone the Bounty Hunter.
I was just about to go there.
Okay, well, perfect segue.
So, but I mean, I just watched the trailer this morning, actually. And, I mean, it looks awesome. It looks like you've transplanted just Johnny Mundo to the big screen as a bounty hunter. I mean, what, in the first scene you're taking down Kevin Sorbo? Tell me about this project.
Well, it's good to have the background of the Foot of Death in Kung Fu, and because I've been passionate about filmmaking and writing for a long time. The last couple of years of my WWE career, I would write screenplays and we were on tours all the time. Boone the Bounty Hunter, is the first thing that I finished that it's a feature-length movie that I wrote, produced, and starred in. Awesome. Spent a couple of years writing it and designing a lot of the action. In my opinion, it's the coolest thing that I've done. It's about a bounty hunter who does parkour to catch his bounty. And it's an action comedy, but when the bounty hunter, his show is about to be canceled, he decides to go after a real criminal to save his show. And then stuff gets real. And you get to see this cartoonish, goofy bounty hunter character have to come to terms with what it's like when you're really after a bad guy. So it's a movie that's about identity, but it's also got parkour action, pro wrestling action, stunt choreo action, set in the context of a grindhousey action film. And I'm really proud of it. I can't wait for people to see it. It comes out on May 9th on VOD and exclusively at Walmart on DVD on June 6th.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to watch it. We are talking to Johnny Mundo of Lucha Underground, the Lucha Underground champion. Lucha Underground is hitting Netflix March 15th. Season 3 returns May 31st. Just a couple more here with you, Johnny. As I mentioned, our radio station here, we're in the heart of San Francisco. Here in the Bay Area, one of our big indie promotions is All Pro Wrestling. And Saturday, May 6th, they're doing a historic show at the Cal Palace up here. You're going to be there. I can't wait to see you here. But what does working a venue like that, the Cal Palace, mean to you? Because I know it's been the site of a lot of wrestling history.
And not only wrestling history, but when I was in college at UC Davis, I'd go there to watch concerts sometimes. And I have a lot of friends that live in the Bay Area. So Cal Palace has always been one of my favorite venues. It's you're right, it's got so much history. I've wrestled there with WWE maybe a dozen times. And coming back there on May 6th for APW, I can't wait. That show is stacked.
Yeah.
Jeff Cobb, MVP, Lino Scum. Most importantly, though, Johnny Mundo.
Absolutely.
No, this hasn't been completely solidified, but stay tuned for announcements, because I'm going to probably do a screening of Boone the Bounty Hunter in the Bay Area on May 7th, the day after that show at the Cal Palace.
Hell yeah. I can't wait. I hope to see details of that real soon, because I am definitely there. Can't wait to see that. Last one for you is more of a statement and sort of a let's workshop this, but Diamond Dallas Page, rightfully famous for DDP Yoga, and he's got that great app. But, you know, watching all your sort of the Johnny Mundo workout vids, I think it's high time that there's a Johnny Mundo workout app. I don't think you even should call it an app. I think you could call it an ab with two Bs, where it's just you sort of shaming progress photos and stuff like that. When are we going to get a Johnny Mundo workout app? Because that's what I want.
I don't know, because you probably haven't even seen it, but I have one already. I've got a program called Out of Your Mind Fitness.
No, okay. No, I've heard of Out of Your Mind Fitness. I didn't realize you had an app.
There's a 6 DVDs, a book, a training log, and also an app that comes with the entire program, but you have to pay for the app separately.
Okay, gotcha.
When it comes to DDP, though, he was one of the big inspirations for me to get into the fitness thing, and one of the reasons that I did Out of Your Mind Fitness. I'm planning on, I've got a show on June 16th in Atlanta, and I'm excited to go out there because Paige invited me over to the Accountability Crib.
Nice.
And we haven't decided what we're going to do, but we're going to do something, like something in mid-June. He's got this awesome studio for DDP Yoga built up, and I don't know if I'm going to just end up doing yoga with Paige or showing him some fitness stuff or just learning from him, because he's a wealth of knowledge about yoga, functional training, and rehabilitation, and I've got a lot of my own thoughts on it, but I would say DDP is a legit guru when it comes to that stuff.
I think he's a wrestling Hall of Famer just for his work with DDP Yoga alone, what it's done for so many people's careers. And that's not even taking into account all the great things he did in the ring. So, yeah, DDP is a great guy. Such a gentleman. It's been long overdue for DDP.
Right? Come on.
Just one more time, Lucha Underground is hitting Netflix on March 15th. I can't wait for all the, the new believers, the initiates to get exposed to the temple. Season 3 returning May 31st. Anything else you want to plug or promote, Johnny?
Follow me on Twitter at TheRealMorrison. Follow me on Instagram at John Hennigan. Follow me on Facebook. Just look up John Morrison and try to find the one with the blue check because there's a lot of fake ones. Boone the Bounty Hunter on Facebook for updates about Boone the Bounty Hunter, the movie, screenings. I'm going to start releasing a lot of the set photos and some of the pre-vises and the fight choreo we did over the past couple years leading up to shooting the movie. And also on all those handles, updates to my wrestling schedule. March 12th, I'm going to be in Las Vegas. 17th, San Diego. Oh, no, 17th, I'm going to be here in Austin for Wrestle Circus. And the 18th, San Diego. March 19th, Raider Reyes for AAA, and on and on. A lot of wrestling stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you'll be here at the Cow Palace May 6th, and hopefully that screening on May 7th. I can't wait. Johnny, thank you so much for taking the time today. This has been such a pleasure. We're such believers of you, and just wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks for having me, brother. Everyone in the Bay Area, bus pass with me sometime back in the day. What's up? Hope you make it out to Cow Palace on May 6th and the screening of Boone the Bounty Hunter on May 7th. And you, bro, thanks again for having me, and I'm sure our paths will cross in the near future.
And with that, that will do it for this very special edition of Lucha Lowdown. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Johnny Mundo. Good night, everybody.